Well, just some high clouds filtering the starlight and the shooting stars with the meteor showers. We've gone through the overnight period, but still a seasonable start to your Friday, with temperatures mainly in the teens and 20s as of last check. In fact, speaking up, let's check in with our current temperatures across the region. We're sitting at 27 in Albany International, 25 at Rensselaer, to 20 at Averill Park, 19 out of Grafton, and it's 25 in the Electric City in Schenectady. To make a way out of Schenectady down the 88 corridor to Charlottesville in southwestern Schoharie County, we're sitting at 19. It's also 19 at Oneonta. Alcott Center in the heart of the Catskills sitting at 21, Bel Air Mountain at 18. To make a way back into the Hudson Valley, we're sitting at 26 at Annandale in northwestern Dutchess County, to 27 at Kingston, 24 at Hurley. Making our way back up the Thruway, it's cooler at Catskill though. 20 there, 23 at Hudson, and also 20 in north central Columbia County at Ghent. Up the north way we go into Saratoga County this morning, sitting at 19 at Bolson Spa, to 21 at Saratoga Springs. 24 Mechanicville, jumping into southwestern Washington County, we're sitting at 24 at Greenwich. Into the north country we go. Temperatures this morning, pretty much on par with everybody else. 26 Lakeside at Lake George, 25 at Floyd Bennett at Glens Falls, 22 at Corinth, 24 at Hudson Falls, and 23 at Argyle. Into the Adirondacks we go this morning. Not that bad. Sitting at 29 at Mount Van Homerburg, 22 at Scroon Lake. It's 22 at Long Lake as well. And Tupper Lake checking in at 28. Satellite radar composite this morning, again, just showing the high clouds that streamed across the region. We have a mainly clear sky now as the sun begins to rise across the eastern horizon. With high pressure in control, stretching from Nova Scotia to Brunswick, through to York and New England, down into the mid-Atlantic, that means another day filled with a good deal of sunshine, calling it sunny to partly cloudy, with highs in the mid-40s. So we make our way back into portions of Quebec, the Great Lakes, and the upper Midwest into the central U.S. We find a cold front stretching across that particular part of North America. That approaching boundary has just cloud cover issues associated with it. There could be a stray raindrop or flake across the western Adirondacks or the western Mohawk Valley as we head through this evening in the first portion of the overnight period. Otherwise, it's a relatively benign frontal passage as high pressure moves in behind that boundary for Saturday with a cooler air mass, meaning, yes, a decent day for Saturday. We'll just go from the mid-40s today for highs to mid-30s for tomorrow. Then beyond that, on the weather map, we do find a system across the desert southwest and the Four Corners region as you make your way through Colorado, New Mexico, back into Arizona and Southern California. Indeed, this system will continue to evolve over the next couple of days, tracking through the lower 48 and be this weather maker for us as we head for Sunday. Quick review of the climatological data as we went through the 24-hour period on Thursday, your December 13th. 43 was the high just about 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon in Albany, after a morning low just before 7 a.m. at 22. No precipitation yesterday, so the month-to-date total does not change. It remains at 1.16 deficit, pretty much at 2 dimes, negative 0.19. For the year 2012, we stand at 34.10, a deficit for the year approximately 3 2/3 of an inch, because we typically should be sitting at 37.77 inches quantitatively when you look at the average for a 30-year period. Obviously, no snowfall with no precipitation yesterday, and in terms of heating degree days back on Thursday, we accumulated 32 units. The average for the month thus far, at least we should be sitting at 433. We're behind the pace by 62 units, as we now currently stand at 371 heating degree units for the month of December. The average high-low split for your Friday, December 14th, is 36 and 22. The record high for today is 63 from 1901, with a record low of minus 5 from 1898. The sun will rise this morning at 7:18, set at 4:22 this afternoon, rise once again on Saturday morning at 7:19, and set again tomorrow afternoon at approximately 4:22 in the afternoon. And the forecast as we head through today, just a delightful day no matter where you are, north, south, east, or west. Sunny to partly cloudy, a high up close to 45 with a bit of a breeze, especially as you make your way through the Mohawk and Hudson Valleys today. Southerly wind component early this morning, eventually becoming westerly this afternoon, this evening, at speeds of 5 to 15 miles per hour. The boundary swings through just with some cloud cover issues as we head through this evening, so we'll call it clear to partly cloudy, a low down to 25. A cooler air mass as indicated before for Saturday. Sunday to partly cloudy and a high of 37. So we head into Sunday. As we head through the pre-dawn hours, we anticipate everybody to deal with some light snow. That eventually changes over to some light sleet and some pockets of light freezing rain. As we head into Sunday evening, we will be trending toward some plain rain with a high on Sunday in Albany near 36. We may see some continued mixed precipitation issues as we head through Sunday night and Monday morning for the North Country of the Adirondacks. Otherwise, we are trending toward some plain rain showers for Monday. Otherwise, it's variably cloudy and a high of close to 40. Come Tuesday, we'll continue to keep an eye on things as the extended model guidance continues to suggest a storm system of note. Track will obviously be key, but this is still several days away, so we'll continue to keep an eye on it, calling for a chance of rain or snow for next Tuesday, highs in the mid-30s. That storm system passes, some flurries or snow showers next Wednesday. It'll be breezy with a high in the mid and upper 30s. Have a great Friday. It'll be wonderful to be out shopping, or perhaps you have not gotten your tree just yet. Indeed, to be able to track through the tree lots or the tree fields. And the weekend right now, looking like a good start to Saturday. We'll continue to keep an eye on things for Sunday. Enjoy the day. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Tim Drawbridge.